Mark told us about her at dinner one night. He rather liked the idea of there being a ghost in his house, you know, except that he doesn't believe in ghosts. I think he wanted all of us to believe in her, and yet he was annoyed with Betty and Mrs. Calladine for believing in ghosts at all. Rum chap. Well, anyhow, Miss Norris. She's an actress. Some actress, too. Dressed up as a ghost and played the fool a bit, and poor Mark was frightened out of his life. Just for a moment, you know. What about the others? Well, Betty and I knew. In fact, I told her. Miss Norris, I mean, not to be a silly ass. Knowing Mark. Mrs. Calladine wasn't there. Betty wouldn't let her be. As for the Major, I don't believe anything would frighten him. Where did the ghost appear? Down by the bowling green. That's supposed to be its haunt, you know. We were all down there in the moonlight, pretending to wait for it. Do you know the bowling green? No. I'll show it to you after dinner. I wish you would. Was Mark very angry afterwards? Oh, Lord, yes. Sulked for a whole day. Well, he's just like that. Was he angry with all of you? Oh, yes, sulky, you know. This morning? Oh, no. He got over it. He generally does. He's just like a child. That's really it, Tony. He's like a child in some ways. As a matter of fact, he was unusually bucked with himself this morning, and yesterday. Yesterday? Rather. We all said we'd never seen him in such form. Is he generally in form?